אנחנו לומדים בספר זוהר לעם, הקדמת ספר הזוהר, מאמר מוליך החמורים.
We're studying an introduction to the book of Zohar, the donkey driver article, item 105. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be live. Again, the book of Zohar, the introduction to the book of Zohar, the article, the donkey driver, item 105.
No.
Oh, Itzik. Oh, Itzik. Okay. Yes. Oh, Tzvika. Yeah, so Tzvika, take a microphone and explain how should we read the book of Zohar. Make me excited. Well,
we need to... No, really?
No, seriously.
To delve deep inside, each one should think about himself, move into himself, then think that you're together with everyone and you're coming here for a certain purpose. You're here with the goal of discovering the Creator. It is allowed for you to think about anything you want, but don't think about things that are outside of this room. Really make an effort to think together and to think about the state that the whole world is in, and everything depends on you. That you know that in the end we are going to win by actually thinking, all of us, only about the unity between us and not any alien thought enter it. Try to keep that all the time, and then there's a chance that we'll succeed.
What does it call to win and succeed?
To discover the Creator and to see that the state of the world is advancing in the good state, in a good direction, and the evil forces cannot beat us.
Who can add something? To win and to succeed means that I will see in my current state that it is the best state, that there's no greater than the Creator. Well,
105. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba bowed face down before him. At that time, they did not see him. They rose, looked at all the sides, but did not see him. They sat, wept, and could not speak to one another.
When they fell, they could not see, because he's in a higher degree.
Rabbi Abba said, "This must be what we learned, that whichever way the righteous walk, with words of Torah between them, the righteous from that world come to them to disclose to them words of Torah. It must be that Rav Himnona Saba came to us from that world to disclose these things to us. And before we got to know him, he went away and disappeared from us." They rose and wished to drive the donkeys, but the donkeys would not go. They wished to drive them again, but they would not go. They feared and left the donkeys. And to this day, that place is called the place of the donkeys. For they could not tolerate that great light that appeared to them upon the disclosure of these secrets. And they bowed down before him. At that time, they did not see him, since after they were rewarded with receiving from him his great and sublime degree, he promptly disappeared from them, and they could no longer find him and catch up with him. Hence, their sorrow was so great that they sat and wept until they could not speak to one another.
Obviously, we're talking about spiritual discernments, right? They sat, they stood up, they cried, they wanted to drive the donkeys, yes, no.
They said, "It is Rav Himnona Saba,
that force that brought us till now.
For now, they have recognized his degree, that he was Rav Himnona Saba himself, and not as they previously thought, that he was only Rav Himnona Saba's son."
Smaller degree than Rav Himnona Saba.
They rose and wanted to drive the donkeys.
For the donkeys are the forces that the soul of Rabbi Menon HaSaba gave them, so they could raise man to obtain the degrees Chaya and Yechida, which they obtained through him. He put them on the donkeys and walked before them to light the path of the righteous for them. And now that he has completed his task and disappeared from them, they wished to climb up and ride the donkeys once again, meaning raise man once more, to attain him once again. However, they wished to lead them, but they would not walk. For now, they could no longer receive from the donkeys the strength to raise man. Hence, they feared and left the donkeys in that place where Rabbi Menon HaSaba disappeared from them, and marked that place by the name, the place of the donkeys, after the event of not being able to use them anymore. 106. Rabbi Elazar started and said, "How great is your goodness, which you have concealed for those who fear you, which you have made for those who take refuge in you before people. How much is the honorable upper good that the Creator is destined to do for people, to those upper righteous who fear sin, who engage in Torah, when they come to that world. It does not say, 'Your goodness,' but 'Great is your goodness.' As it is written, 'They shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness.' This is the life of pleasure that extends from the next world to the one who lives forever. It is indeed called the memory of your abundant goodness, as it is written, 'And the great goodness for the house of Israel.' The word 'great' always indicates gadlut. Great goodness indicates a life of pleasure, mochin of gal. Since the essence of the partsuf and its life is mochin of vak, which is received from the zivug of Abba ve'ima to sustain the worlds. However, there is also mochin of addition, which delights the living. These are mochin of gal, and they are called great goodness and a life of pleasure. This is why it was said that extends from the next world to the one who lives forever. Since mochin of gal, which are chokhmah, extend from the binah, which is called the next world, and clothe in honorable clothing of chasadim, which comes from the zivug of yesodot, called the one who lives forever. From there, the mochin arrives to the righteous who fear sin.
Questions? Yes. Why did you say that the son of Rabbi Menon HaSaba is a lower degree? We always say that the sons are our next degree.
That's a question for a workshop. Well, who can answer this? Yeah.
Depends on where you're looking at it from. From the vessels or from the lights?
Depends where you look at it from, but not lights and vessels, but
from above down or from below upwards.
What does that mean?
In which direction is it?
Not direction, no. From above to below, what is that? Yes. Take a microphone.
The coarseness of the situation.
Oh, no. From above to below, there's an expansion of what? Of vessels, right? The lights are in the vessels. Meaning, if we're speaking of the expansion from above to below, it's the expansion of the vessels. And then, each lower one that is born from the upper one is called a son, right? If we're speaking about those that go from below upward, well, continue. So each one he gives birth to is something higher than him. So it's called that the lower one is the father and the upper one is the son. Is that understood? Like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon is talking to Gmar Tikkun, and Rabbi Elazar is already after Gmar Tikkun, and below to above. It's 2 degrees. Is that clear? There's no question here, right? Yes or no? You're looking at me like it's not clear. If we're speaking about the expansion of the system from above to below, then first is the father, and the son is what is the consequence of him. So in the worlds, the higher degree is the father, the lower one is the son, like Abba Ima and Zer Anpin. If we're speaking from below upward, so every generation that comes is higher or closer to correction, and so on. That's from below upward. Or every state in a person is always higher than its previous one. Because we're talking about the development of the souls. And from above to below is the descent of the worlds. That's it. But it's a question that it's nice you can make it. You'll forget, I'll ask it again. That's it?
Igor from Khadira is asking, what does it mean that they left the donkeys?
They couldn't drive them in that force called Himnona Saba. They couldn't. It's just impossible. Why was he invited there in the first place? They wanted to reach a state of Gmar Tikkun. And there was a doubt, I don't want to get into this, why they thought that it's a smaller degree than Himnona Saba. But even though it's a smaller degree, there still has to be the donkey driver. And for themselves, they have no chance on their own. The donkey driver is a light. Himnona Saba is a light that he can take care. He can take care of the desires. But those sages, those great ones, they are the longing, the desire to ascend. They're not a force to ascend. There are no forces. Only scrutinies and requests. Yes, Mutlu.
What is the process of scrutinies that brings a person to agreement? What is the process that a person goes through in his scrutinies that brings him to agree with the Creator?
The reforming light? That I'll agree with the Creator? That's only under the condition that the light is working on me.
That's exactly what I'm asking about. Usually a person doesn't agree with anything.
Right. Otherwise we'd be sitting here, maybe a billion people already. It would spread, you know? If this was with agreement with our ego.
So, what are the changes that a person goes through? What changes does a person go through in order to reach that? How can I... Here, he speaks about the mochin. I need to build something inside of me according to what it does on me. So what scrutiny is? What do I use following the path, on the path in order to achieve that? Because I see that there's no strength in a person, no understanding, nothing. Or the only advice we have is to patiently wait for the light to work on us during the lesson? Or
oh, poor guy.
Very, very much.
I can see. Listen. We need to invest more in the society. There's nowhere else to invest. There's nobody else to invest in. I don't know what to do. In order to attain that donkey driver, that force that'll move us, we really want it to happen. And especially the donkey driver, meaning that you know that it doesn't depend on you, but you do everything in order for it to happen. Why? There's one thing and an opposite in here. Because you have to want not for yourself. Not for yourself. To reach a state where you love the group like you love your motorcycle. Is that possible?
Can I ask something else?
Ask.
When there's a state when a person is asking over the friends, for the friends, and it also comes back to himself, because a person lacks the strength to do something for them. You lack the understanding, the strength, there's no desire, there's nothing by which you can do something for them. So even asking for the friends is as if it doesn't settle in the person. Again, it's for me.
Right, it's again in the end, but we're not asked to do more than that. If I haven't reached the vessels of bestowal to the level of bestowal, any request of mine will be a false request. False. That I'm asking, I want Mutlu to feel good, please Creator, give him another new motorcycle. Let him have a garage, a warehouse with a bunch of motorcycles, all Harleys, and I'm still in that I'm wishing for you, subconsciously, even though I don't feel it, because I don't care about that little scooter. But I'm positive that if I think there's, you know, back there some kind of wire that is tying my request for you to my benefit, for sure. But on that, we're not expected to be corrected for that, because that's the distance between the degrees. Because I'm always asking for a higher degree when I'm in the lower one. And that's why to request in that way, it's as if you're doing it in a pure way. We have to think about this. It's not simple. That's why our reshimot, there's a difference between reshimot deitlapshut of clothing and reshimot of youth, of coarseness. Dalet, gimel, gimel, bet. From below to above. How can I request for something that, for gimel bet, let's say, how? If I'm in a youth bet and I'm going for it, how can I ask for a bigger light? That's the order of the degrees. That's why the achap of the upper one is in the Gilgal Tanaim of the lower one. You understand? And that's why we're allowed to request things that for sure were lying about inside, and they're received as true.
I have another question, if possible.
Where is that written that they give him things that upon them they didn't think, didn't request? In Shamati? Okay.
On a path, a person goes through many different feelings, sensations, and he cannot tie the sensation with his mind, as if the emotion is more dominant over the body.
More dominant, or that he can't scrutinize?
Well, let's put it this way, that he doesn't understand what he's feeling. The mind doesn't understand that emotion, so the feeling controls the person.
Yeah.
And in such states, what should we do? Because a person doesn't receive an understanding from above to realize what is happening from him with his thoughts. He simply goes through something, and that sensation controls the person.
Yes, things happen. These cases happen that a person is under the control of his feeling, that there's like something governing on him, taking control of him and grabbing all of him, filling him completely, and he has no place for any thinking. He will be willing to do anything his emotions tell him in that moment. He doesn't care if he dies that moment, nothing. It's a feeling where it's a state where only the feeling is in control. Sometimes it's a good feeling, that we just disappear in that good feeling, right? Or the opposite. In every different ways of our feelings, there's all those states. You'll know this. It's not just like jealousy or hate or happiness, or that a person doesn't feel himself, doesn't feel his body, he doesn't feel himself. The feeling fulfills him to such an extent that he has no body. I'm talking even in corporeality. We can reach cases like that. Now, what are you asking about it? I don't know. What to do with it?
I can't do anything. That's
you can't do only if you invested in society previously.
That's true, but on the other hand, during those sensations, a person also feels fear that he might do something.
Right. In that moment, you can jump off the 10th floor.
Yeah.
We go through everything on the path. I know whatever you'll say, believe me, I went through it. But what I want to say, investing in the society, that it even rings nicely. Say it's modern. Investing in society. Tell some economist there. Investing. What didn't you understand here? It really has to be a feeling like you collect and gather coins. And you have like a big box, and you're just throwing coins in there through that little slot. Yes, Chaim.
No.
There is a certain phenomenon where, let's say, when you look at lionesses, they'll hunt together, but the moment that the prey is there, they hunted it, that's the story ends. Then each one of them, you know, the one who grabs stronger, you know, that's the law of nature. It's just surprising to see them up to the point where they grab the prey, the moment they got it, it's a different story. Now, for example, in our society, there is, let's say, a friend who's sitting there working in some different department, and I truly have all the good wishes for him to succeed. But the moment that there's somebody in my environment, I'll kill him and then like him if he just comes close to my territory, to whatever belongs to me. And this is something that I see it on myself, and I see it in many of the friends around me. What is this phenomenon, and how do we overcome it?
Did you understand what he's saying?
I see many people nodding, so...
You see, I'm clogged.
Maybe I'll repeat it in a...
You, without your feelings. 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, 3? Okay. So somebody who I don't really work with on every day, I wish him to succeed all the way to the end of correction. You know, my grandma couldn't color, as we say. But I let him succeed. Somebody who's closer to me, as if in my territory, I'll lead him up and tend like him, only because he's close to me and as if putting in risk myself.
Your success.
Yes. So what do we do with that? It doesn't go away, it only intensifies.
Oh, we already went through this a while ago. What are you laughing about? I'm talking about the friends. You're still in that. You have to calculate here. What can we recommend for him?
To quit.
To quit? That's what they say here. To put more efforts. What? More efforts. It's not a recommendation.
And there's another phenomenon, Rob. Let's say somebody who doesn't want to enter that pot is sitting on the side and he doesn't have any friends with the friends. I love you, everything is fine. Enter that pot and see how much you really love him.
Right. Well, so. But that's clear. What can I recommend? Keep going, and don't run away, like you say, that there's some that give themselves a peaceful life. I'm going to take this little part, I'm in this, don't want anything else, leave me alone, tell me what to do, I'll do it, and that's it. And I'm not thinking about you. I got this job once, I'm doing it, and that's it. That's enough, and it isn't enough. We need to be mingling with the created beings. Well, last one.
Vitali from Pitchat Nitzana is asking, how does the lower one beget the upper one? The lower one discovers the upper one. There were many questions about this issue of the father and son, lower
yeah,
and upper.
Yeah, I know. So.
So he's asking, how does the lower one beget the upper one? The lower one discovers the upper one.
He has a problem that how it could be that a father and mother give birth to a higher degree than them, so they are themselves in that next degree. How can it be otherwise? How can you advance on the ladder of degrees all the way to Gmar Tikkun? Of course, the next degree is built on the Reshimot, which are deeper, and then the Paltzuf is higher, even though he was born from a lower Paltzuf. But it attains later on. His foundations are in the lower Paltzuf, but his attainment will be higher. Like in our world. I don't see a... What else was the question?
The question, Vitali's question was, how does the lower one beget the upper one? The lower one discovers the upper one.
Gives birth to the upper one means that I am now doing a zivug on the Reshimot. Of the new Paltzuf. And the new Paltzuf is higher than where I was previously. And that's how we ascend. We're going to go to Tas now and we'll develop this. Please.
Moving on to the next part from Tas.